I'm Daf, I am Hey, I'm at Bay, 3 lines from the bottom. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Bar Bua, I'm Rav. Beit Chatzeros, you have 2 Chatzeros. The Gimel Batim B'nehem. Okay, the picture book, page 244, has the picture exactly what we need. There's 2 Chatzeros, 3 houses in between. So, Zeba Derech. This one goes through that house and puts the Erev in the middle one, and the other chatzer goes through the outer house and puts the Erev in the middle one. That's what they did over here. Okay? So, again, you have Beit Chatzeros, Vigimu Batim B'nehem, Zeba, the one on the left side, comes. The Deret Zed, they go through the outer house that's so next to its chatzer. The Notinero Bezet, and they put in the middle one. The Zedbar Deret Zed, and the one on the right side goes. The Notinero Bezet. That's what they did. Let's just see Rashi, just to get the case clear. Gimel Batim Binehim, Baitet Petuach Lachatzer Zed, Vizet, Lazu, or Baitem Tzi Petuach Labeta Batim. Each of the 3 houses, the 2 outer ones is open to the chatzah, and the middle one is open to the 2 houses. Zeh ba derech zeh, fein chatzah zu. The members of one chatzah, that would be this guy over here. He wants to put the air there to matzah everything. He comes, derech by the patuach lo, the house that's open up to his air, and not in a roof will be empty, and he puts in the middle house. What he basically did now is he created this outer house into a Beit Shar. Okay, Beit Shar does not need an Eruv. It's a Mishnah actually later on, Daf Pei Hei, the next paragraph after that a Beit Shar doesn't need it. Derech Halav, Le'emtzi. Since he used it to get to the middle house, it becomes a Beit Shar for the middle house. And the one on the right side, he also made that house like a guardhouse. And he put his Erev in the middle. So when something like this happens, we have an interesting situation. The 2 outer houses each become an outer house, a Beit Shar, and they don't need to make an Erev. Right? A Beit Shar doesn't need an Erev. Okay. The MTE, the middle house, Havilei Beit Shem Menichem Bo Erev. It is the house that has the Erev put into it, and since we make an Erev in order to, that everybody should be one house. He is the house. He doesn't have to put an Erev in. And now we just find the situation ain't certainly attained at a pot. He doesn't have to put the pot. So in this situation of these 3 houses, these 2 outer houses do not need to contribute to the Erev. The middle guy doesn't need to contribute to the Erev. These 2 don't have to contribute to the Erev because they're a Beit Shar. They don't need an Erev. The guy in the middle doesn't need to make the Erev because he's the house that they put the Erev in. The house that they put the Erev in doesn't have to contribute to the Erev. So we find in a situation with the 2 chatzeros and the 3 houses in the middle that it's the outer houses on the chatzer that's not connected to these 3 houses that have to put the Erev in, and these 3 don't have to contribute to the Erev at all. They ask the Chiddush, what's the Chiddush then? That the outer houses, it's a Beit Shar. Beit Shar doesn't need an Erev. So the Miri brings down over here that even though it's not really a Beit Shar, it becomes a Beit Shar for one day for Shabbos. Alpha Pekin, it's considered a Beit Shar and it doesn't need an Erev. Rashi. Then Nasa Beit Shar Lezeh, Kol Beit. Nasa Beit Shar Lechatzer, Hu Betuachlo, and they don't need it. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Okay? The Chiddush of the Baisa. Now we're going to have a very interesting piece of Gemara from here to the end of the parak, that you see, it's a bodik luhu v'chavah l'v'banin. V'chavah wanted to check the v'banin, as Vashi says, menasim chakmal menashi. See how smart they are if they can answer this question. So we're going to have a whopper of a question right now, and we're going to have a nice give and take, and I have to hold on for it. So now we just established that a Beit Shar does not need an Eir put into it. Okay? So we have a case over here. This is what he asked him. Badik lehuva chava levabanim. Beit chatzeres v'beit batim b'nehem. Okay? There wasn't a picture in here, but there was a picture in the other books. You have chatzer A, chatzer B, the first house and the second house. The two houses. Okay, you have houses around these chatzeres, but what we're mainly interested in is this picture over here. So between the houses over here, now what happened? Two chatzeres u'beit batim b'nehem. Zeh par derech zeh v'notin eruv b'zeh, v'zeh par b'derech zeh v'notin eruv b'zeh. Chatzer number A went through house number one and put his eruv in house number two. Chatzer B went through house number two and put his eruv in house number one. So what's going to be the problem now? We have a problem. Explain the problem outside and then we'll see it all inside. In this case over here now, when Chatzer A went through Chatzer Aleph, Aleph is now called a Beit Shar. It's a Beit Shar for Chatzer A. So when Chatzer B puts his Eruv in one, he's putting his Eruv in a Beit Shar. You don't have to put an Eruv in a Beit Shar. And same the opposite way. When Chatzer B went through house two to go to house one, he made this, in other words, a Beit Shar. So now when Chatzer A comes in and puts his Eruv in Beit Two, it's a Beit Shar for Chatzer B. On the other hand, if they're considered houses and not a Beit Shar, if Chatzer A goes through Bite 1 to go to Bite 2, that means he skipped over this house, his Eruv is now in Bite 2, and there is a house being Masik, separating between the house that he made an Eruv to the Chatzer. It's going to ruin it. Chatzer B also has that problem. They have a house, house number two, is in between. He didn't have anything to do with the Eruv of Chatzer B, so you have something being Masi. So this is the question that he set up. Is there a way that you can put an Eruv in over here? That's the question he asked the students. Let's see, he was Bondik Lehu, Rechav Lehu, Rabbanan, Beit Chatzeres, Beit Batim B'nehem, Zeh Badarach, Zeh V'notin Eruv B'zeh. This one, we'll say Chatzer A, went through Derech Zeh, house number one, and put his Eruvo Bezeh, house number two. Okay? Bezeh bar Derech Zeh, but not in Eruv Bezeh. Kano Eruv or lo? Did he get the Eruv or not? Let's see, Vashi. Shtei Chatzeros v'shnei batim b'neihem, v'ein b'nei shtei Chatzeros votzim li'ar v'zeh imzeh. They don't do it. They don't want to combine the two Chatzeros at all. They want to remain separate. Each one for itself. They didn't put in the house that was open to it. They made it a base shar. They put in the house that was the other one. Mahuk. Vada ita vayo base shar. Certainly, if both of them are base shar, mashvina, eirachat mehem eruv. They're not going to be near. If we make them both Beit Shars, it's not going to be there. No tenet eruv and Beit Shar. Tanan lekam. We're going to see later on in Daf Pehei. Ain't no eruv. It's not near. Vitor vayo bayit kamor. And if they're both bona fide houses, ain't a chad mehem eruv. They're not an eruv. Why? Shahari bayit zem mafsik ben chatzliyer liyeruva. The house that they went through is now going to separate between the chatzer and the eruv. For who lo eruv, and it's not he wasn't eruv imav. Ve'enu yachal lehavi eruv v'letoch v'derech b'yitzeh. So mi shavinan. Do we consider lehu? Let's split it up. Let's make one a Beit Shar and the other one a house. Is it mi shavinan? Can we make lehu legabi lahad b'yit or legabi lahad Beit Shar? Can we make one of the houses for one side a house, and for the other side, a Beit Shar. Ulegabi lahai Beit Shar, and can we make for the other chatzer, it on where it will mess it, where it will be fine, a Beit Shar, ulegabi hai lebayit? Make it a bayit. Can we split it up? If we split it up, let's see Rashi. Mi mashvinim lechol bayit legabi chatzer smucha lo to Beit Shar. Let's make it a Beit Shar, for the one that's smucha to. So when chatzer A went through to bayit 2, He made Chatzar by it Aleph a Chatzar, but let's consider it for Chatzar B a house. We'll consider it for him a Beit Shar, right? So we want to split up. Let's just deal with Chatzar Aleph. His Air one like this. Let's consider for him house number two a regular house, and house number one a Beit Shar. And for Chatzar B, let's consider house number two a Beit Shar, and house number one a house. Therefore, there's nothing, there's no house being mafsik. It's not even, so what we're doing is we're actually splitting up according to the chatzir what the statuses of the houses are or not. Can we do that? Mima shvina lechol bayit legabe chatzir smucho lo kebeit shar shloli asulav. A beit shar is not going to ask you to go through that. It's not going to answer the chatzir that wants to go through it. Ulegabe chatzir cheret, but to the other chatzir, Shasta bayit, it will be a bayit gomor. It will be a complete house. Tenikbo evuva mashvinen laki bayit lemikneir. Can you split them up? So therefore, Chatzar A would look at this house as a beit shar. Chatzar B would look at this house as a bayit gomor. And lehafek, can one do this or not? This was the question. Now the students really got to be holding in Mesachet Erevin to answer that. Amule, they said shneim lo kano. Eruv. They're not going to be Kona, they're Eruv. Manashach. There's a Manashach over here. If we're going to make it, you can't split up the status. We'll see exactly why the last line of the Gemara before the Mishnah, before the new paragraph. Because you can't just call this for this guy a Beit Shar and this for the other guy a Bayit. If it's going to be a Beit Shar, it's a Mephorish Mishnah. That a Beit Shar, an Exandria, and a Marpeset, these are two different types of porches. Ain't aware of it, it's not an Eruv. E Beit Mashvin and Lay, and if we make it a house, that means the house is Masik between the Chatzar and the house where you put your Eruv in, and your Metatel, you're traveling in a house, you're going to make an Eruv in. Vashi, Manashach. Time of Mefarshe Viagla, as we're going to explain the, well, as we explain the time comes out. Time of Takvel Kol Chatz Revite the Lord. Oh. So, there we got it. You can't split it up. We can't look at it in two different directions. So, Rechava comes back and asks, you can't split up the Metzias over here. I'll show you a case in Shas where you can split up the Metzias and look at things two differently. Something we had in the second Shabbos. My Shna, if so, what's the difference then? Midirava, the din of Rava. Diomir Rava. Rava had a case. You sent two people to set up your Eruv Chatzeros. Okay? I'll use Yosef again. Yosef, let's say me and Yaakov asked Yosef to set up our Eruv Chatzeros. And Yosef goes out. One of ours, let's say he set mine up Erev Shabbos, and he set up Yaakov's in Beit HaShemashos. Okay? Let's see what happens. Omelol Shnaim. Two people said to a shliach, say the Arav Aleinu, go and set up our Eruv Tachumim. This sheet is Vashi, Eruv Tachumim. It's a Gansu Machloket over here. We had a Masechta Shabbos. It's really Eruv Tachumim, but we'll leave it with Sheet is Vashi. Liechad Eruv Alav Mabiyod Yom. For me, he made it while it's still day. Or Liechad, the other one, Eruv Alav Bein HaShemashos. He made it for Bein HaShemashos. Now this is what happened. Zeshi Eruv Alav Mabiyod Yom, mine. What happened was Nechal Eruv or Bein HaShemashos. It was set up in the day, and Bein HaShemashos, it was eaten. Now we know for an Eruv to take place, to take hold, it has to be put in Erev Shabbos, and it has to be there when Shabbos came in. So mine was put in Erev Shabbos, and it was eaten Bein HaShemashos. Vezeshe Eruv Alav Bein HaShemashos, and Rav Yaakov's that was put in Bein HaShemashos, Nechal Eruv or Meshechet Eshach. They ate it when it got dark. Shneim Kono Eruv. They both became an Eruv. Why? Because since Bein HaShemashos is a Safed, we'll look at mine that the Bein HaShemashos was nighttime. So therefore, he put, the Shliach put my Eruv when it was still daytime. When it was eaten Bein HaShemashos, we call it nighttime. With Yaakov, that was put in Bein HaShemashos, we'll call it day. And when it was eaten, we say nighttime. So both of us were kano. So yet we see a metzius of when it was the Bein HaShemashos for one we could call day and one we could call night.
So you can see that you could call the same matzah two different things. So maybe over here, with the chatzah and the two bites, for one person we'll call one house a Beit Shar, and for the other one, that same exact house, we'll call a Beit, a Beit Gamor. That's the question he proposed to the students. A good Rebbe. Rashi Shem Kanu Eruv. Alma, we see. Mishum depends on Mashu Suffolk, who it's a Suffolk. The Suffolk is Vrayim Lahakil. And since it's a Midivabanan, we go Makula. The Eruv Midivrayim, and Eruv is also Midivabanan. Who? Ulagabi Hai Shinachale Ruba Benishim Mashu's Mashvin and Leilalia. We make it a din for the night. The Amu Kavar Kano Eruv, and therefore is Eruv made a Kana, because they put in Erev Shabbos, Benishim Mashu's we call night, and made a Kinyan. Ulagabi Hai, and the other one, She'erub alav benish mashos, they put the erub benish mashos, mashvin and leyo, it became a day. V'yadayin avi lo shod liknot shvisa. And therefore it had time to get a shvisa, that it's a good erub. So what's the difference between the two cases? And the answer, hachi hashta hatam, suffik yamama suffik lailia. It's a suffik day, suffik night, lo min karam milta. It's not known the milta. Meaning the Rishonim, we'll see Rashi in a second, the Rishonim says that this is a suffik mitzius. No one knows. It's not in the hand of a person to know the difference between day or night. And therefore, you could be, we can't be poshuted. Aval hacha, but the case of two chaseros, either legabi hai, buy it, legabi hai, buy it. If it's for this one a house, it has to be for this one a house. Ulagabi hai Beit Shar, Lagabi hai Nami Beit Shar. It also has to be a Beit Shar. See Rashi. Lo minchon milta, v'lo havi mila de rabbanan. It's not if we split up, since we, it's not a mila de rabbanan. It's not a mila de rabbanan ki chukha etzlula. That'll become a chukha etzlula. We're always worried with mila de rabbanan that things look funny. We're zigzagging back and forth. For this we'll call this, for this we'll call that. For Bein HaShemashos, we don't have that. Aval hanach, bati, haikayim ekamo, kaman, if we call one a house and the same one we call a Beit Shar right in front of us, we know what we're calling it. It's in the hands of the Rabban. It's not a Machloket in Metzias. It's not a Suffolk in Metzias. People are going to laugh at the Rabban. What are they doing? It's either a house or it's not a house. Beit HaShemashos, they said, okay, we don't know what it is, if it's night or day. But over here, if they're calling it a house, it's a house. We don't want to give any excuse for the tzedukim to put down the Torah over here. So when it comes to a house, when it's in front of us, it's a chukah d'tzlula. When it comes to a Bein HaShemashos, we don't have that situation, and therefore that's the difference between the two cases. We finished the parak of Hadar, which discussed all the different aspects of a chatzer, of things that could prevent the chatzer from having an eruv in it, and what a person needs to do for the chatzer, to fix the chatzer. New perek, chalav. This perek is basically going to talk about a chatzer. If we have two chatzeros that are attached to each other, what makes the chatzers attached? Or what makes them that they can't be attached? Sometimes you have a wall that's high enough between the chatzers. Each chatzer is a separate chatzer. Okay, sometimes the wall is in such decrepit state that it's not called a wall anymore, and it's not two chatzeroses. And therefore you have to make one eruv for everyone. Okay? And the third mitzvah, which is our mission in the next few missions of the parak, is where there's a wall, but the wall has like a chalon in it that makes an attachment between the two chatzers. Now, between these two chatzers, either, since it's a proper wall, but it has a hole in it, we could either, each chatzer, make a eruv for itself, meaning the houses could walk into the chatzer, but they can't go from one chatzer to the other chatzer. Or, since we have this bona fide opening between the two of them that we can use, therefore, we could, if we want to, everybody get together and make one eruv for both chatzeroses. So I guess in the old days this was very common. Today we just make one big chatzer for the year or for the town, and we don't have any of these problems, because as we already explained before in the halacha, if one has a chatzer in the mavoi, we make the eruv in the chatzer in the mavoi. We don't have to make in the chatzer. That was different more. So in those days, I guess they had a lot of people. They didn't make Erevs in the cities, but in their chutzer, they did. And since the way that they lived in the old days is they lived with courtyards, you go even just back a few dozen years and you look at the old houses, they all had a chutzah where they did a lot of their work. And you walk in Mei Shirim in the old city, you see all these chutzahs. So this must have been quite common. On at what point can you combine them? What point do you have to combine them? And what point can you not combine them? And that's basically what our parak is going to be talking about. What makes the two chatzeres together, one or not one, or something that could be one or the other. Chalon shebein beit chatzeres. You have a window that's between two chatzeres, between two courtyards. Dalet al dalet. It is dalet tfachim al dalet tfachim, which is the size of usage that now one can basically pass things from one chatz to the other one. Betoch asar. It has to be within the 10 tfachim from the beginning of the wall. So let's say 10 tfachim, let's say it's about that big, 10 tfachim, about 10 tfachim. The window has to be within that 10 tfachim wall. Once the wall becomes 10 tfachim, it's a bona fide mechitza, and it's separating the two chatzeros. Even if you have a window in it, it's not enough that you can combine the two of them. So you need two things. You need a window that's dalet al dalet, and it has to be in the midst of the 10 tefachim. Now, ma'arvim shnayim. Now, each one, you can either, each one of the two, make their own personal eruv. V'imatsu ma'arvin echad. Or they can both chatzeres get together and make one eruv between the two of them. This case has the option of making both. Most cases don't have the option of making both, either one or the other. Here's the case where you can make both. Pachut midalad al dalad, if it's less from dalad al dalad. Oh, or it's ma'ala miyud, or it's higher than 10. Ma'arivim shnayim, then each one has to make their own. The ein ma'arivim echad, they can't combine the two of them together. Rashi chalon shebein shtei chatzeres betoch hasar mefarshi gemara shehi kitzat heimenu. It's a little bit in the midst of it. To filu mashum, even just a half a centimeter or whatever, betoch hasar lekarka, within 10 to the karka, it's enough. Mavarin shnayim shnei eruvim elu liatmeil. So either they can each one do for themselves, two eruvim, this one for themselves and this one for themselves, and in that case, the sorim zu in zu. They can't go from one chatzah to the other chatzah carrying. Or they could all do it together. Why wouldn't they want to do it together? Because when you do it together, and one person forgets, it answers everybody. Okay, that's why they're not probably so quick to join in with others. We know with many things, too many people get together, it can sometimes mess things up. Too many hands, too many votes in one thing. Euv echad shiitnu elu a ruven biacheret via evu imar biyikefad all together. One, it's pechut miarva, lav pesach ami. It's not a pesach. Lama alami yasar nami. Even if it's above nami, the ilu kolakotol einu gvo yoter, havi mechitza melisa. It's a good mechitza. Hilkach is she'ein klum mina chal betokasar. If there's nothing from the chal in the midst of the ten, lav pesach. But we're going to see that everything really bases. First thing we look at is if it's 10 tefachim high or not. Ve'ein ma'arvim echad v'yasor zu im zu. Once there's a wall of 10 tefachim, it's a bona fide mechitza. You cannot be ma'arvim them together. Derech rosh hakotel, v'derech otu achol, and v'derech achayim esedachim. Okay, so we see from the Mishnah the requirement for a hole. To make it a hole, we'll call it a pischa, because that's what it's called in halacha, a pischa between the wall, is dalet. So we find this idea of dalet in another place, with lavud. There's a machloket, chachamim in Reb Shimon Gamaliel, on how big lavud is. Lavud is, we look at something that is closed up. For example, you have a wall going within dalet, tfachim, or something else. Reb Shimon Gamaliel says, that's lavud. Chachamim holds three. As Sukkah is coming up, we use lavud in our sukkah all the time with the schach, with the walls, and making the walls. Once you have a certain area small enough, we say that it's all closed in. So we paskin, like chachamim, that lavud is three tefachim. Maybe this Mishnah, since it says dal tefachim, is holding like Rav Shimon Gamaliel, that we call something an opening only at four. And therefore, lesson four is already the levu that you could close things in and not like Rabbanan. Lema, Tanan, Stamak, Rebbe Shem Gamaliel. Let's say our mission, we have a Stam Mishnah like Rebbe Shem Gamaliel. Anything less than four tefachim is kelavud. Lavud means it's closed up. We look at it like it's not there. Now, afilu tamei kerabbanim. Now, there's a difference between the din of a pischa and the din of lavud. This is something different. Afilu tamei kerabbanim. Ad kan lo pligi rabbanim le the Rebbe Shem Gamaliel ela. When does rabbanim and Rebbe Shem Gamaliel argue? Le'enin levudim. Only in the matter of Vudin. Avala Inyan Pischa, but when it comes to an opening, Afilu Rabbanan Moda de Iika Dalit al Dalit Chashi, that if there's Dalit al Dalit, it's considered an opening, Ilo Lo Chashi, and if not, it's not Chashi. And the Mishnah Brewer explains to Tom over here, what's the difference over here? There's a difference between Lover and a Pischa. Pischa means you want to do Tashmishin between the two of them. You want to do usage over here. Minimal usage, something, a makum kosher, if it's dalat tefachim, al dalat tefachim, it's a minimal place that you would use over here. So a pitzcha is a din of usage. Therefore, you have the din of dalat tefachim. Everybody agrees with it. Mashenkin lavud is a different din altogether. What's considered that it's closed up? Different din altogether. Chachamim would agree with over there, Mashenkin, with a pitzcha, kuliyama holds it's dalat, and with the lavud, there'll be the makloket. Rashi. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamaliel, but Pirkan Kama v'Brayis v'Bikamar. We've already discussed it. Okay. Pesach patuach apachud midalit. If it's less than dalit, then you can't make it. Pshita. It's obvious. If the mission says it has to be dalit, you can make it. Less than dalit, you can't make it. Kedud yume dalit adalit betoka sara. Once we said that, memela on yadana. I should know obviously over here to pachud midalit. Ula ma'ala miyud, lo, it shouldn't. So what's the chiddush of the Sefer Mishnah to repeat the negative side of it? We don't need it. Ha'kamash malan, time is the kul ula ma'ala miyud. We want you to know that the reason for everything is really because it's above yud. Ava mitzaso betok yud. But if just a little bit of a piece goes in the midst of the yud, ma'arvin shnayim. You can revive shnayim v'im vatsu ma'arvin echad. You could do either one. Each one for themselves or everyone together. Tanina laha, the Tana Rabbanan, and we also learned this in a Brisa. Kulo. Kulo over here doesn't mean kulo. It means almost kulo, as we can see from the kundu. Kulo lema'ala miyud, if kamat all of it is higher than yud, umiksaso betochasar, but just a little bit is in the midst of ten, or kulo betoch yud, or kimat kulo. In the midst of yud, umiktsasu just a little bit is above yud. Ma'arvin shnayim, mimatsu ma'arvin mechad. This is one of those cases where the applicants of both them. Hashta kulu ma'ala miyud umiktsasu betoch yud. Amart ma'arvin shnayim, mimatsu ma'arvin, imatsu ma'arvin echad kimat kulu betoch yud umiktsasu ma'ala. Mind me, boy, what do you need it for? Again, we have the same thing. If you have one case, what do you have to bring the other case for? And the Brisa says, Zuba ain't sarach zu katani. It's a classic case of the Mishnah style, the Mishnah. This one, and really we didn't need to say this one, but we brought it down, style of Mishnah, which is very important. Vashi, hai kamash malan, time with the kulia, lima ala miyud, that all of it is, if all of it, we don't say all of it, but, oh, sorry, the time that if all of it is above yud is the Kiddush. Dima reisha havin mina kula betoch yud v'inam. If we only had the reisha, we think that it has to be completely in. The Sefer lets you know that only a little bit needs to be. Miktasam afilu mashu, even the smallest amount. Okay, let's just begin the next piece altogether. It's one of the Pi Gemoras, and it gets a little difficult, and there'll be more mathematics. Omer Rev Yochanan, cholon avu. What about a round window? We gave the dimensions, minimal usage is dalet al dalet tefachim. Is that some makom kashuv? And that's what we could use in pathro. What about a circular window? At what point, how big does a circular window have to be in order that you have tashmish between the two of them? Omer, yachanun chalon, agol, tzorik shiyu ba'akefo, esrim v'arba tefachim v'shnayim u'mashu. It has to be 24 and 2 in mashu. mehem betokhiyot. It has to be that much with, oh, sorry, I said it wrong. The hakeful is the circumference has to be etzim v'arba tefachim, that has to be 24 tefachim, but shnaim umashu, 2 tefachim and a little more of it, has to be within the yud. Meaning before we just said, even the slightest fraction could be within the yud. Here it has to be 2 and a fraction within, because when we square it off, we're going to like shave off part of the window. You need at least 2 and a little bit when we shave it off to make it in the window. She'im yevanu bis, if we square it off, nimtzu mashu betoch yud. You'll find mishu and mashu betoch yud. Rashi. We'll just read it fast. One, because we don't have time, and two, it'll just take a lot of time to read it. It's giving the mathematics. Belav hachi lo matzis de minaki begavi chalon meruba dalad al dalad kol chalon ogol betachtid emtsiyaso. When we're putting a window in into a box over here, if you're putting into the box, meaning the box, the window into the box, you're going to run out of space over here. So therefore, the window is going to have to be bigger than the box so we can shave off the corners. Namak v'emetziyasu l'kan l'kan humagbiya. The whole gitzorik was this, yishnei tefachim imashu arach. So you need a little extra over here, mehakifo betoch yud of the wall, miemtaso in the middle, l'kan tefach, humiemtso l'kan tefach, yod mashu mishum dekim aravinan, when we square it off like, Madlinan lay, we take off mineshne tefachim min hahekef from the circumference of the ogol shevein keren lekeren from the corners lechol tzad distaminan lehu makminan la ir avibua v'nimtza oto mashu v'nisho be'sof yud v'yal penei vochav acholan ki diyamar lekamen v'vua mikol igula palga poetim l'doi kloma chetzi mida hanoteret b'rivua. We'll explain all this as we go into the sugya tomorrow, what Rashi is discussing. We just wanted to read it through. Rivua agol alav teheke b'rivua tezayin nimtza agol vaba alav chet hari bet tefachim l'kol tzad. He's explaining how we get the two over there, and we'll see you tomorrow.